9:30 WEOL.
Cloudy skies, a pop-up shower, and 69.
7:38 AM 9:30 WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And we are getting comfortable here. These chairs, by the way, Craig, these are awesome. If we could take one, Terry, put these in the van on our way back. We'll use these in our studio from now on. They're comfortable. They
like
lean
them
back a little bit as well. And we are continuing our spotlight on Lorain. This morning we are at German's Villa for the International Breakfast. And tomorrow night, if I got that right, tomorrow's Thursday, they have the International Princess Pageant over at the Lorain High School Performing Arts Center. And Natalie Rodriguez is here. She's the one sort of involved, sort of the mother of all of the young ladies that come together.
I try to be, yes.
Now, how many this year do you have?
We have 23 girls this year, and they're representing 14 different nationalities.
I see there's, what, at least on the cover of the Chronicle, they have five of the Puerto Rican princesses.
Correct, yeah.
A lot of times when you have a spotlight nationality, that brings out girls from that nationality,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, and the Puerto Rican community is just so prevalent in Lorain as is, so we oftentimes have a lot of Puerto Rican princesses, but it's such an honor to have so many this year with Puerto Rico being spotlighted.
One of them is Alana Carrion, who joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
I noticed on here on the cover, there's five of you representing the same nationality, but outfits slightly different. So there's a unique look sometimes instead of having everybody the same. Tell me a little bit about the outfit that you have on for this.
This outfit, my abuela and my abuelita came together to make it. I asked them just a few months before, and they were like, of course, because Puerto Ricans are so excited about their culture, and they're like, yes, we love the international, and it's awesome. And I think it's great that all the different girls have all different colors, all different costumes.
Different types of headwear,
yes,
or whatever.
Because Puerto Rico is all different people. People coming from Africa, Spain, so it's all different.
So there's, even if one culture is multicultural,
yes,
in a sense like that.
Absolutely.
Of course, you have the colors of the flag as well, right? The red, white, and blue there as well with the blue sash. Of course, and you're fortunate. Some of the nationalities have, because their climates are colder, they may have some things that are a little more, you know, sturdier here because of the weather. You know, you get the summertime, so you fit well in with the outfit and the clothing for,
yeah, definitely. A lot of our girls sometimes have costumes that are just so heavy, but they tough through it in these hot days in the summer. But yeah, the Puerto Rican princesses typically have those nice cool outfits that are good for this temperature.
And that's what people love about the International Festival. Aside from the food, it's just to see the nationalities represented and see the young ladies who they normally would just see in regular street clothes,
yeah,
or, you know, from 2018. Here they are in special outfits.
Yeah.
And it kind of is a rainbow. It's very beautiful.
Right. Video. And we just think it's so great. These young ladies are oftentimes leaders in our community, and they're just young leaders that we know are going to have great futures ahead of them.
Talk about what happens at the pageant at high school.
Yeah, so tomorrow they will have one-on-one interviews with three judges from the All-American Judging Association. So it's three people out of the county that will do 10-minute interviews with each one of them. And then the pageant starts at 7 o'clock, where the girls will introduce themselves on stage and then do their pageant walk. And then we have an intermission, of course, and then the second half of our pageant is like a fun entertainment. So the girls have all learned a Puerto Rican dance, so they're going to perform that. They have a group song, and then a lot of our girls have individual talent as well. So it's a fun event for them to have the spotlight on them.
Do the young ladies know what's going to be asked of them, or are they prepped in any way?
No, we don't even know what the judges ask. We can assume that they're going to ask, you know, about their culture, because we are the Lorain International Festival, but these judges are completely on their own when it comes to the interview. The girls have to do a number of events prior to the pageant, so we give them a list of the events that the girls attended, but it's ultimately up to them to ask the questions and the girls to know the answers.
Alana, how did this become a part of what you decided to do as far as participating in the pageant?
I grew up in Lorain, so I've been going to the International Festival for my whole life. And seeing the princesses and seeing them embrace their culture, I wanted to be a part of it.
Have you learned anything new about your culture in this process?
Yeah, I'd say so, maybe from the other girls, but I my family is they really embrace their culture, so I already knew a lot about it.
Mm-hmm. And where do you go to school?
I go to Lorain Community College.
Okay. Well, there's going to be a lot of girls there tomorrow night. Invite people to come out again. What time does it start?
Absolutely. It starts at 7 o'clock at Lorraine High School. Doors open at 6 o'clock, and tickets are available at the door.
Sounds great. Lots of activities going on. Again, our congratulations. Thanks for participating, getting all the girls. That's always a task to get them and getting them ready to go. Natalie Rodriguez, Vice President with Lorraine International, also with the chair for the Princess Pageant. And Alana Carrion, thanks for coming in on it.
Thank you so much.
Well.
Thank you.
And there's a lot of many other girls here as they come out to celebrate the breakfast. They are here, and we'll post some of those pictures on our Facebook page as well. We've got more coming up, including we'll have information during the 8 o'clock hour. We'll hear a little bit of the international breakfast and the program this morning from Germansville in Vermilion. It's all still ahead on WEOL.